Hi. Yeah, it's me. Fuck. I know it's late. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm fine. I remember the dinner that we talked about? Yeah, I know it's supposed to be next week, but I can't wait for next week. I thought I could. I wanted to. I can't. So I'm here now because I literally can't do anything until I get this off of my chest and get it out there, because it is just killing me inside not to have this over and done with. So. God fucking damn it. Can I please come in? Thank you. All right, before you say anything, I need to go first. I have been terrified that anything I plan, anything I prepare, anything I so much as practice in a mirror, you are going to see. And that scares the ever-loving shit out of me, because I don't want you to hear this in a vision or see it in some kind of, I don't know, premonition. I need you to hear it for the first time from me, in person, in the present. And I felt like the longer I waited, the more there was a chance you would see something, and anything I planned would be ruined because you would already know, which, oh, fuck you. I know you know. I know you know, and I know that you know that I know that we both fucking know. Fuck, we've practically been dating for months, but we never really talked about it, and I hate just assuming shit without talking it through, because that's where miscommunication stems from, and I don't. I want to do this right. I need to do this right. Yes, I'm tense. Shut up. Don't mention my body language. It's all kinds of fucked up. I've been pacing a goddamn hole in my living room for the last 2 hours. Goddamn. Could you stop? My heart is about to beat itself out of my chest, and you were over here smiling like the goddamn Cheshire Cat. No, I'm not appreciating your facial expressions right now, as a matter of fact. Oh, don't look disgusted either. That is so much worse. Can we take this serious? Please. This is way too important for me to fuck it up. Yes, this is important to me. It's you. Of course it's important. Thank you. Do you remember what you told me that first day when we went to get coffee? You told me that you had had a vision of the two of us moving in together. I mean, you didn't elaborate past that, and you haven't told me if you've seen any visions similar to that in the future, but I'm gonna be honest, that one vision scared me half to death. I mean, it freaks me the fuck out, because the idea of anything being chosen for me and just being out of my control no matter what I did, it pissed me off. Made me frustrated and angry and really scared. I remember I hated the idea of the two of us growing closer because I didn't want my life to be dictated by one vision that you had that might not have even come true. I know, I don't know. I guess it's just some innate fear of having things taken out of my hands that I can't control. But I didn't want to just write you off either, because you didn't deserve that, and I don't know, you were the first person I'd ever met since moving, so I didn't believe I would ever get that close to you anyway, so what was the harm? And then we just kept getting coffee. And eventually you invited me over to your place, and then you came to mine, and the sporadic texts every couple of days turned into sporadic texts every day, and then consistent texts every day, and consistent hangouts, and then you just became constant. Hours of talking going by like they were seconds, and it felt like I could never get tired of being in your presence. It's like the social battery doesn't exist when I'm with you. It's just effortless. No. No, you have never been too much. It never felt like a chore being near you, to talk to you. Nothing has ever felt easier. I mean, you know how I can be sometimes. I get annoyed with Tristan just for breathing, but you? There were days I never wanted to stop talking to you, and still don't. You're just you. And it scared me so much the first time I realized that you were becoming more than just a casual acquaintance, because you know, I had already lost so much. The idea of gaining anything else seemed like a trap, regardless if it was apparently assured. It felt like life was tricking me, lulling me into this false sense of security, and then you'd disappear just like everyone else. But you're not everyone else. I have never met anyone like you. Granted, I haven't met that many people with the whole isolated upbringing thing, but God, I have people in my own family that I'm not nearly as close to as I am to you. And that means a lot to me. Those first few months in Glenwood, I would go to pack meetings, I would talk to Claire, I would just sit in my bedroom for hours at a time trying to plan out the next move, the next business strategy. Glenwood didn't feel like a fresh start. Not then, it just felt like a new place. Same issues, same problems, same challenges, and just a different setting. And I was expecting to just learn to live with that. Be content with this new set of circumstances, because God fucking knows we weren't getting any better back where we came from. We were overworking ourselves to the bone, to the point of exhaustion, and of all things, I never expected to meet somebody that would make all of that change. You, this smart-ass, know-it-all seer, you were never part of that plan. And I am so fucking glad that you are. I am not good at meeting new people without them being immediately put off by my attitude or my standoffishness or just my personality in general. You know how I can be. How I was the first time we met. Pinning against the wall aside. Kind of attitude doesn't translate well when meeting strangers. And I'm not good at assimilating for other people without feeling like a fraud. I don't do well with new or change or having things be taken out of my control. I'm not used to it and I don't like it, and I have no problem cutting anything out of my life that makes me feel like I'm out of the loop. And despite all of that, you've somehow embedded yourself in my life in the best possible way. I feel safe with you. I feel like I'm seen by you in a way that no one ever has. And I know that regardless of everything, our pasts and secrets and every little thing that we have learned about each other, you're someone I don't think I could ever live without now. And I mean that in any way, as a friend, as more. You're kind. You're smart, and you're stupidly committed to the bit when you want to be. You don't take my shit, you give it right back every single fucking time. You make me happy. And my pack fucking loves you. I feel like you've been a part of my life for years instead of barely 8 months, and it is such a fucking gift that I have you in my life. That it feels selfish to want anything more, but I can't help it. I have never felt this way about anyone in my life. I didn't think feeling this way could be possible, but you are just so incredible. And the fact that you would ever even look twice at me, especially given how we met, which I still have several questions about, how you ever said yes to that first coffee date. And fuck. Yes, I called it a date. Fuck you. That doesn't count as a date, but it's close enough, and I'm not changing my wording after I'm this far into just saying I like you. Fuck, I don't even think that like covers it anymore, because I have liked you for months, and every second that I've spent with you has made it worse and worse, and Jesus fucking, you can't throw I love you back at me after I just told you that I like you. No, because now it looks like I pussied out. You love me. Don't call me an idiot, you asshole. You could have said something too. Fine, then we can both be idiots. Yes. 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 I mean it. I love you. I love you so much. For every piece of you, for every quirk, for every bit of your personality, your body, all of it. I love your smile. And I love that you trust me with things that you normally wouldn't tell anyone, even if you told me by accident, which we will discuss that later. I love how you give so much. And I love that you don't shrink away when I make fun of you and that you make fun of me right back, usually 10 times worse. I love that my family loves you. And I love that every day when I wake up, the first thing I check to see is if you woke up in the middle of the night to text me. And in the least creepiest way possible, you are the last person I want to talk to and the first person I want to see every goddamn day. And I didn't think that that could exist for me, but every time I look at you, there is nothing more that I want in this world than to be by your side. And I will do everything in my power just for the chance that you'll let me. Yeah. Can I kiss you? You do not know how long I've wanted to fucking do that. Yeah, it fucking lived up to expectations. Every expectation and then some. Oh, fuck, I want to kiss you again. No, you fucking are. I'm looking right at you. Beautiful eyes. Beautiful smile. Beautiful soul. Regardless of how you see yourself, every time I look at you, I see somebody that I wouldn't mind cherishing for as long as you'll fucking have me. Yeah, I think we can make that work. Now, this question probably should have come before I asked to kiss you, but will you do me the immense honor of letting me be your girlfriend? Properly. Actual dates included. Fucking sweet. You know, there's just one problem now. We're gonna have to deal with everyone in the pack who've been on my ass for months about this. I mean, technically, we could go the opposite route. Where we just pretend that we're still just friends and we gaslight the fuck out of them until they all go insane. Goddamn. So, is that a no on the gaslighting, or... Oh, nah, if you're gonna kiss me every time I say something dumb, then I am fully committed to running my mouth at every opportunity. I'm kidding. Kinda. We'll let them know eventually, but for now, just fucking kiss me again. Mm.